Joining us this morning, we're happy to have in studio with us Frank Whitfield, who is the president and CEO of the Lorain County Urban League. Still in his first year?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And before we went on, I asked, it's 6 months now that you've been. Is this big conference kind of one of the first big events that you've been involved with putting on for the public?
Definitely. So the conference this upcoming Friday, March 20th, I kind of shook up some things when I first came because we had a gala planned. And I said, you know, I think people are kind of galaed out right now, and they're, you know, tired of the, you know, the rubber chicken dinners and things, and how can we provide some value to people's lives? And I said, let's not do a gala. Let's push this back and do a conference and really try to add some value to the community. So we put together this conference on a theme that we felt was relevant to the time right now, which is diversity and inclusion. And the community college was already on board and going down this path, so we partner with them, and we're going to pull it off, and it's going to be awesome next Friday at the community college.
Frank, you mentioned you just got here about, you know, 6 months ago. Give us a little bit of your background, your history.
Yeah, so I'm born and raised Lorain County. So I grew up here in Elyria, went to Elyria High School, went on to Lorain County Community College, did the partnership program there, went to Cleveland State. And used to work for the Urban League doing a health program for them. So I've always had a relationship with the organization. I was actually one of the participants in one of their programs. I've always been around here. So that was one thing that helped me hit the ground running was I didn't have to try to build trust with the community and build new relationships because I'd already built trust with the community. And so I was able to hit the ground running.
Now, I will not deny this. When I saw Frank come up here, I thought, who is this young man that's coming in to talk? Because many times you think organizations like the Lorain County Urban League, certain there's maybe sort of an old guard about it. It seems maybe like an older generation type of an organization. Mm-hmm. But that's not really true. But tell us a little bit about it.
I think that there's some relevance to that. And I think that we're seeing in Lorain County in particular with, you know, if you look at the mayor of Lorain, you look at, you know, the changing demographics, I really believe it's a passing of the torch, and there's this new generation of folks who are coming into leadership positions around the county, and I think I'm just a part of that movement that's going on.
Does your membership reflect that? Is that what you're hoping to?
The Urban League?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, I definitely, I got all kind of college students in there now helping to work out on projects, so I think, yeah, definitely we will see a demographic shift in all our work, and you know, we want it to be as diverse as possible. You know, we need the wisdom of our elders and the energy of the youth. So that's what this conference is about as well, is just letting people see the power of diversity. When you get a group of people around with different backgrounds, how powerful it can be.
You've got some important people coming to this event. Talk about some of the special speakers that you have.
Yeah, so definitely. I mean, this conference, this topic is relevant to everyone. This topic is relevant. So we got different business companies coming. We got law enforcement that'll be there. We got public officials that will be there. Because everybody's trying to figure out, you know, with the aging of America, with the browning of America, that we got to figure this out, because if we don't, we're not probably as a business, we're not going to be around if we don't figure out how to work with this new generation, or if we don't figure out how to diversify our staffing. So one of the speakers we're bringing in, Linda Clemens, I met her at the National Urban League Conference, and she is hilarious. And the thing that I loved about her presentation is that she, talking about diversity and inclusion, it can be a very difficult topic to talk about, but she makes it so funny and so human-centered that it allows you to embrace the content and really learn from it. So we're excited about having her. And then our luncheon speaker, Guy Bluford, is the first African-American in space, and he actually lives here in Northeast Ohio. So when we heard that, we said, oh, we got to have him come out and speak.
Imagine that, Craig. We have people right in Northeast Ohio that have been into outer space, into space.
We need to get him on this program, don't you think? Yeah,
perhaps. It's something interesting. Yeah. They always have some great things to talk about. Mm-hmm. But I guess that sort of shows the diversity of people's abilities, too, that you've got bringing in here as well. I like the fact that Linda Clemens, it says, and she has this sort of registered trademark of a sisterpreneur.
Yeah.
Is that her kind of angle on this?
Yeah. So that kind of speaks to her creativity and how she is. And I think people, I promise you, people will walk away from this thing like, I'm so glad I went to that, because they're going to be moved, they're going to learn about themselves, but then they're also just going to have a good time while they're doing it.
What's some of the diversity inclusion training that's offered? What kind of things will people be getting
out
of that?
Yeah, so the community college has really helped us out with this, and we'll be actually offering continuing education units for folks who are trying to, you know, and they're professional to keep their accreditations, who have to get these units. So it's going to be very training oriented, but it's really her specialty is in nonverbal communication, and she has this whole thing about your subconscious never lies on you. And so she'll do interactive things and call you up on stage and like get in your personal space and kind of talk about, you know, this is what this body language means. Now, when you're in an interview with somebody, how do they interpret that? When you're interacting with a different gender, what does that mean? I mean, she really makes it engaging. So it's going to be good.
Again, this is coming up on Friday, March 20th. It'll be at the Spitzer Conference Center, Lorain County Community College. Tickets still available? How can people get involved in this?
So, yeah, if you go on our website, lcul.org, you can register online. There's group rates online. And you can also call our office, 440-323-3364. And you can call and register that way. You can register day of. We ask that you register beforehand. We have gracious sponsors such as Nordson who have helped out. So we want to make sure we're planning appropriately. So if you can register beforehand, that would be great. Those are a couple ways. And then our office is right next to Applebee's. We're actually moving back downtown, too. So we'll be neighbors here soon. But for this month, we'll be by Applebee's right above First Merit Bank near the mall.
Right on West River.
Yes.
Okay. What else do you think the role of the Urban League has for in Lorain County in this 2015? What do you see as far as their purpose?
Well, I think a part of it is going back to the roots of the organization. So it was founded back in 1910. To helping the most disadvantaged group in the country at that time was African Americans, where, you know, they had just got out of, you know, they were still experiencing Jim Crow, fresh out of the whole abolitionist slavery movement and really trying to escape that oppression of the South. They came north to find that opportunity, and the Urban League was that place to connect them to opportunities. And I feel like that's the same thing we're about today. There's people out here in our community who are looking for opportunities, don't know where to go, and don't know how to get connected. I feel the Urban League should be that place that when they see that symbol or that logo, they know I can go there and find an opportunity for me, whether that's opportunities for a job, opportunities to find a good place to live, opportunity to find quality health care, opportunities in education for my child. So I still see us as being that force here in the county, that connecting force.
Opportunity. The key word.
Opportunity. That is really our theme this year is building communities, connecting opportunities. And I really feel like opportunity is important for people to be connected to the opportunities. I mean, in theory, we say everybody has opportunities, but not everybody has the wherewithal or the knowledge and know-how to navigate these opportunities. And we feel like that's our job to make sure people
You talked about getting the experience. People who have sort of been through it or sort of know it can kind of give the hand or kind of give the guidance that's needed to some people who maybe, why reinvent the wheel? They've already kind of gone through certain things.
Exactly. So that's why we ask for people to volunteer. We're always looking for mentors to help mentor young people, to help mentor young adults and just each other. You know, we need people who have had those experiences, business professionals, retired people to come and help pass on their wisdom and knowledge to the next group of people so that they can learn from them as well.
It's diversity inclusion for the 21st century. It's the big thing I say, the EOD, that's what the Equal Opportunity Day conference annual luncheon going on at the Spitzer Conference Center for the Lorain County Urban League is putting it on. Again, it's this coming Friday, 1 week from today. And you can also go to lcul.org, the Urban League site, to find out other details as well. Frank, thanks for stopping in this morning. Frank Whitfield, the president and CEO of the Lorain County Urban League.
Thank you.